Why did so many people flock to the early church? You heard the story about the atheist who was standing watching a church building burn. And one of the neighbors said, "You never came out to see the church before." He said, "Well, I've never seen it on fire before." And I really think that what marked out these early Christians, the scripture says that the church was shaken. Well, then the unbelievers were shaken. And it's not a question of whether they take the Bible seriously. The question is whether we take it seriously. The more we take it seriously, the more they'll take us seriously. I think that's the key, isn't it? That in the early days, the common people heard them gladly, and the authorities were afraid of them. They were a threat. Not because they had any political aspirations, but because they were preaching the gospel. And I think if we actually began impacting our communities and seeing people saved, the authorities would start to persecute us. We don't see any persecution. Jesus said, "In the world you shall have persecution." Why don't we have it? Because we're not a threat to the powers that be, to the status quo. We have embraced what in our part of the world we call the American dream. But if we began to do it, when we went to Little Rock, 100 Christians, and we started to evangelize that city, and you know what? Within 1 week, we had the manager of the hotel where we had 100 paying customers. We were staying at his hotel. He called me in and said, I want you to tell your people, don't talk to anyone in this hotel about Jesus. The 5 deans of the university called our people in and said, "You intimidate us. We don't want you standing in front of people to talk to them about Jesus. We don't want you to walk beside them to talk about Jesus. We don't want you to give out free bottles of water. We don't want you to preach out in the open air." The city government wrote an injunction against John and Bobby Heller, telling them they couldn't have a Bible study in their home. The Parks Commission contacted us and said, "We're going to have to charge you back rent for using the pavilion for kids' meetings." The police were called on people doing open-air work downtown. The policeman said, "You're not breaking the law. By the way, could I have one of those literature packs?" And he took it back to the police station and said, "This is good stuff." He called up John Heller and said, "You got enough for all the policemen here?" But within 1 week, everybody knew we were in town. 100 Christians. Because we were actively engaged in the gospel in that town. Not just inviting people into a building. We were out on the streets. We were having kids' clubs. We were having open-air meetings downtown, hymn sings, you name it. We tried everything. Standing on the street with signs, you know, everything we could think of. And so if we're going to get actively engaged in the gospel, we're going to find out that there will be opposition. But at the same time, the common people will hear us gladly because they believe that we believe what we're saying.